Welcome to the Encourage Her Community Podcast. I'm Joe, your co-host here at Encourage Her. Welcome to the community. We are women who choose to encourage. In a world full of critics, we need more encouragers. Let's get some encouragement today. Happy Monday. Good morning, encouragers. Welcome back to 21 days of biblically declaring truth over our lives. Number 17. My Father loves me with an unyielding love. My Father loves me. My Father loves me with an unyielding love. Unyielding. I want us to pause before we get into scripture and just define this word, yield being the base word, and unyielding. When you do a little short study, a word study into the biblical meaning of words, you will find that the word yield means to surrender, to give up, or to relinquish possession of something. Our Father, who art in heaven, never gives up his love for us, never relinquishes our possession, the possession of us. We are his prized possession. As we said yesterday, we are his workmanship. He never relinquishes us. He never gives up or surrenders our love. You can pick up the Bible and see story after story after story of God's people being loved by God with an unending, steadfast, unyielding kind of love. That's our God. Our Father loves us with an unyielding, unconditional kind of love, not the kind of love that our earthly fathers or the people that we love here on earth can give us. Only godly, agape, unyielding love is what he gives us. Only God can do that. So we're going to get into scripture a little bit. Psalm 136 is where you want to go if you need a reminder of how much God loves you, how much God loves his people, and how he always has. I will not read the entire psalm to you, but if you get into Psalm 136, it's often titled in Bibles as this: his steadfast love endures forever. And that line is repeated throughout the psalm. And this psalm is so neat. It goes through the beginning of time, reminding us of ways that God loved his people with this enduring love. It starts off by saying, give thanks to God, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, because his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. In him alone who does great wonders, his love endures forever. And then at every other line is his love endures forever. So if I were to just omit that repetition, which I don't recommend you doing if you're reading this in full, but just to give you an example of parts of this scripture and how it reminds us of the God of all time. Verse 5, to him who by understanding made the heavens. Verse 6, to him who spread out the earth above the waters. To him who had made great lights. The sun to rule over the day, the moon and stars to rule over the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a strong arm and an outstretched arm, strong hand and an outstretched arm, who divided the Red Sea in two, who made Israel pass through the midst of it, who overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, who led his people through the wilderness, who struck down great kings, who killed mighty kings. His steadfast love endures forever. Who gave their land as an inheritance, heritage to Israel, his servant. He who remembered us in our low estate, rescued us from our foes, gives food to all flesh, gives thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. You can go back in Psalm 136 and reread it. I encourage you to do so. To be reminded of the ways that God loved his people. He never stops loving us. He never surrenders. He never relinquishes his love for us. And we are, I'm taping this a couple of weeks away from Easter, where we celebrate God's work on the cross through his son, Jesus. And I want to remind you again of how his love never gives up. He never surrendered, despite what he put himself through for us. I'm in John chapter 19, 16 through 30. So he delivered him, that means Pilate delivered Jesus, to him over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross, and it read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write 'the King of the Jews,' but rather, 'this man said, I am the King of the Jews.'" Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture, which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things, but standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to his disciples, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciples took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there. So they put a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. And when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. To the very end, to the very last moment of pain, when he was thirsty, he denied help because he did not surrender what he knew he needed to do to complete the mission of loving us. He never surrenders his love for us. He never gives up. He never relinquishes. His love endures forever for you and for me and for all his children. Declare this over your life when you're feeling lonely or unloved, when you're needing reminders, or you're feeling like God is distant. He's always with you, and he always loves you. Ladies, I am so honored that you chose to spend some time with me this morning. I hope and pray that the Word of God encouraged you and that you feel inspired to now get out into the world and be a woman who chooses to encourage. Remember, Encourage Her is a God-given, purpose-driven ministry. This podcast is for the taking. It's free for the sharing. Please share it with her. Also, remember to subscribe, like, and follow us on Instagram at Encourage Her Wellness for your daily, quick encouragements throughout the week. From now till then, stay encouraged and choose to encourage her. I'll see you next Monday. Love to you all.